Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with today's segment of In the Green Outdoors. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the history and importance of Earth Day, which is going to be here in just a few weeks. Earth Day is an annual event that's celebrated around the world on April 22nd to demonstrate support for environmental protection. Earth Day was first celebrated in 1970 and now includes events coordinated globally by the Earth Day Network in more than 193 countries. On Earth Day in 2016, the landmark Paris Agreement was signed by the United States, China, and 120 other countries. This signing satisfied a key requirement for the historic climate protection treaty adopted at the 2015 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Paris. Well, you might be asking yourself, how did all this come about? If you're as old as I am, you might remember. But if you don't, that's all right. I'll tell you about it now. The 1960s were a very dynamic period for ecology in the U.S. Rachel Carson was inspired to write her influential bestseller, Silent Spring, which came out in 1962. The purpose was to warn people about all of the problems that could arise from the use of DDT on crops to kill insects. And the debates, which were begun by that book, Silent Spring, were the beginning of some of the environmental legislation and government agencies that we have today that regulate the use of chemicals. Then, on January 28, 1969, a well drilled by Union Oil platform off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, blew out. More than 3 million gallons of oil spewed, killing over 10,000 seabirds, dolphins, seals, and sea lions. As a reaction to this disaster, activists were mobilized to encourage and create environmental regulations, environmental education, and Earth Day. Among the proponents of Earth Day were the people on the front lines fighting this disaster. Selma Rubin, Mark McGinnis, and Bud Bottoms, who was the founder of Get Oil Out. Dennis Hayes, the organizer of Earth Day Observance Day, said that Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson was inspired to create Earth Day upon seeing the Santa Barbara Channel 800 square mile oil slick from an airplane. I just can't even hardly wrap my mind around what that must have looked like. Then in 1969, at a UNESCO conference in San Francisco, peace activist John McConnell proposed a day to honor the Earth and the concept of peace, to first be celebrated on March 21, 1970, which was the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. That day was later sanctioned in a proclamation written by McConnell and signed by Secretary General U. Thant at the United Nations. 1 month later, a separate Earth Day was founded by the United States Senator Gaylord Nelson as an environmental teach-in on April 22, 1970. Nelson was later awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award in recognition of his work. While this April 22nd Earth Day was focused on the United States, an organization launched by Dennis Hayes, who was the original national coordinator in 1970, took it international in 1990 and then organized events in 141 nations. And Nelson chose the date of April 22nd in order to maximize participation on college campuses for what he conceived as an environmental. He determined the week of April 19-5 at that time was the best bet as it didn't fall during exams or spring breaks. And moreover, it didn't conflict with religious holidays such as Easter or Passover and was late enough in the spring to have decent weather. More students were likely to be in class and there'd be less competition with other midweek events, so he chose Wednesday, April 22nd. And the day also fell after the anniversary of the birth of noted conservationist John Muir. The National Park Service, John Muir National Historic Site, has a celebration every year on or around Earth Day. So it might be April 21st, 22nd, or 23rd. And they call it Birthday Earth Day, in recognition of Earth Day and John Muir's contribution to the collective consciousness of environmentalism and conservation. The April 22nd Earth Day is usually celebrated with outdoor performances where individuals or groups perform acts of service to the earth. Typical ways of observing Earth Day include planting trees, picking up roadside trash, conducting various programs for recycling and conservation, and using recyclable containers for snacks and lunches. People are encouraged to sign petitions to governments calling for stronger or immediate action to stop global warming and to reverse environmental destruction. Television stations often frequently air programs dealing with environmental issues on Earth Day. Now, it may have originated in the U.S., but today, Earth Day is a global phenomenon that's celebrated in almost every country around the world. And again, Earth Day's international status owes its thanks to Dennis Hayes, who was the national organizer of those Earth Day events in the U.S. On Earth Day in 2012, more than 100,000 people rode bikes in China to raise awareness about climate change. Biking showed how people can reduce carbon dioxide emissions and save fuel burned by cars. Then in 2013, the Indian poet and diplomat Abhay Kumar wrote a piece called The Earth Anthem to honor the planet and all of its inhabitants. It has since been translated in all of the official UN languages, including English, French, Spanish, Russian, Arabic, Hindi, Nepali, and Chinese. In 2016, more than 1 billion people in almost 200 countries around the world participated in Earth Day festivities. And the theme of the celebration was Trees for the Earth, with organizers focusing on the global need for new trees and forests. Now, trees filter the air and stave off the effects of climate change, which makes them the perfect thing to use to celebrate Earth Day. And trees also can help reverse the impact of land degradation and provide food and energy and income to communities. Natives in Harmony Nursery, my nursery, wants to do our part to celebrate Earth Day. And we are pleased to announce our 2024 Earth Day celebration. We have partnered with Green Columbus, which is a volunteer-driven nonprofit dedicated to promoting sustainable living, environmental education, and community involvement, in order to give a free native tree to every person who visits the nursery between April 20th and July 6th. These trees have been specifically chosen for their wildlife value and would be a wonderful addition to any home habitat. I encourage you to consider what you can do to make the world a better place. And maybe what you can do is stop in at Natives in Harmony and get a free tree, so that you can put it out in your landscape and help provide more food and habitat for our wildlife. If you have any questions about the tree giveaway or just native trees in general, you can call me at 419-688-9800 or email me at Gail, G-A-L-E, at nativesinharmony.com. This is Gail Martin of Natives in Harmony Nursery, located at 4652 Township Road 179, Marengo, Ohio, signing off for In the Green Outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.